要上油，不要拿住两个昨天那个，
其实不是昨天那个
四公斤很重的那个才是，不能那是。
काम करूं चिता चिन्ह मनुष्य ना ये चीज मेरी यात्री पाता महान देशी दोनों जनता दबाव कृष्ण दबाव कृष्ण विस्तार बुद्ध ने शिवाचे भक्ति विधान से स्वामी चिन्ह नमस्ते निशाय सरस्वती देवी
因为我们说了，这个 mantra 里面包含了所有的利益。
Most people, when they feel or when they hear, they have an opportunity to receive benedictions. You can imagine how many different ideas that will create in one's mind.
当人一听说哦，就是如果就这样做可以得到那个各种各样的好处的话，那我们的心里就开始想象了，哇，各种各样的想法有什么好处就会来了。
Unlimited.
然后就脑子里头就是想出无数的好处了。
Somebody may think, oh, I want to become very wealthy.
有的人说，哦，那我想要变得富有。
Let me chant Hare Krishna.
那我应该唱 Hare Krishna.
I want to get a beautiful wife or a very handsome husband.
我想要一个美丽的妻子和英俊的丈夫。
Let me chant Hare Krishna.
那我应该唱 Hare Krishna.
I want to become very popular.
我想要变得受公众的欢迎，出名。
Followers.
要有很多的追随者。
哎，
我应该去唱 Hare Krishna。
You get the picture.
大家脑子里有没有一些画面啊？
Somebody wants the fulfillment of benediction. So many different ideas can come to one's mind. Oh, what I would like.
所以呢，一个人他如果想要实现他的认为有利的那些事情的话，他就会想象啊，我唱这个 mantra 可以有这个好处那个好处，就无数的想法就都来了。
And I'm sure that most of you here, you're keeping mental notes. You have a little mental notebook of the things that you would like the most.
他说我确信你们在座的各位，你们是不是内心都有一个类似记事本一样的？我这一生到底想要得到什么好？
Or maybe some of you actually have written it down.
他说，可能有一些人甚至把它写下来。我要这人生当中要得到什么
？Although I'm sure you don't forget.
即使不记得吧，我相信大家也不会忘自己想要得到什么。
Usually things that you want the most will always keep on coming up again.
因为
you don't have to look in your notes to see if you remember.
因为我们在我们的生命中。我们最想要的东西，它会一直不断的来，一直不断的来，对不对？不需要我们还要去看一下记事本，说，哎，我需要什么来着？你可是知道你要什么。
If I were to tell you by chanting Hare Krishna, they can bestow the fulfillment of all of your desires.
那我告诉你们说，唱 Hare Krishna mantra 可以实现你们所有的愿望。
And if you just took it at face value, you would probably think.It's worth giving it a try.
那你可能会想说，哎，那我应该来试一试。
Why not?
为什么不呢
？What am I going to lose if I can get all my desires fulfilled?
如果我能够唱这个 mantra 可以实现我所有的愿，我唱它能让我损失什么呀？所以我可以试一下。
I'll try it, see if it works.
哎，我就要试一下，然后看它是不是起作用。
But then the question is, how long will I try it?Question then is how long will I try it?
关键的问题来了，我到底试多长时间呢
？How long will I test it before I see if it actually works?
就是在它在我能看到它起作用之前，我到底能够有多长的时间我去品尝它呢
？But if I were to tell you, if you want to get the fulfillment of all your desires. Then it really depends upon the faith of the person who's chanting the mantra.
所以当我告诉你说这个 mantra 可以实现你们所有的愿望的时候，接下来最主要就是你们的信心了，取决于你们的信心。
Because according to one's faith, one gets a particular result.
因为根据一个人的信心，最后他会得到一个特定的结果。
But these different levels of faith is what produces the different types of results one gets from chanting.
对于这个吟诵吟唱的好处，不同程度的信心就会决定你最后得到的那个好处，那个结果效果是什么。
So actually, the Hare Krishna mantra can fulfill all of one's desires.
实际上 Hare Krishna mantra 可以实现一个人所有的愿望。
This is not only a statement which I speak from my own experience.
那我这么说不是仅仅来自于我自己的体验。
But it's a statement which you'll find spoken by many other persons in our past, teachers, saintly persons, who also have given us the same conclusion.
我这么说实际上是根据就是我们之前的很多很多走在这条路上的那些个前辈的老师们啊，那些个圣人们，他们也是这么说的。
And the teachers who have given us this conclusion, previous teachers who have given us this conclusion in the past, have also demonstrated by their own example how they actually experienced the full benefit of the mantra.
前辈的灵性导师们，他们不仅仅对我们说明这个 mantra 可以实现所有的愿望，而且他们自己本身到最后他们的行出来的以及他们的结果，也是给我们看，确实是这个样子。
Because a person who has all his desires fulfilled is a person who is self-centered. Isn't that the symptom of a person who has all his desires
fulfilled?他表现出来的那种满足感，是不是可以说是他的愿望都实现了
？Self-centered，
啊，自我满足，但是不是那个骄傲。
It means you can be satisfied in any condition of life。
那意思是什么呢？就是说，生命当中无论他遇到什么样的生活状况，他都是满足的。
Whether he's wealthy or whether he's poor，
不管他是。特别有钱还是贫穷
？Whether he's beautiful or not so beautiful.
啊，不管他是长得特别漂亮，或者是不怎么漂亮。
Whether he's popular or not so popular.
不管他是受大众欢迎还是不受大众欢迎。
Whether he's powerful or powerless.
啊，不管他是特别有影响力或者是没有力量。
Where he is, he's peaceful and satisfied.
无论他在什么地方，他的内心都是。平静的满足的感觉。
And because a person can be satisfied like that in any condition of life.
那由于一个人就是无论在他的生命状态当中遇到什么样的情况，他都是满足的、知足的。
It means that they've had all their desires fulfilled.
啊，那意味着他们实际上内心的愿望已经都实现，所以他才会感到满足吗
？And one of the symptoms of a self fulfilled person is they do not hanker for anything, neither do they lament.
那么一个内心完全心满意足的人，他所表现出来的一个特征是，他既不去什么追求，必须要追求什么，他也不会为了失去什么而感到悲哀。
In Sanskrit, this is called Ramabhuta Prasadatma, Asochitika Bhakti, Samaksaveshu Bhutishu Bhadbhakti.Brahmabhuta, and this Brahmabhuta platform, one becomes prasadatma, is self-satisfied.
那刚才呢，他就读了这个梵歌里头的一节诗，就讲说一个自我一个完全处在梵的层面的人，他是内心完全满足的状态。
In that state, he neither hankers for anything, neither does he lament for anything that happens.
在那个状态下。无论生命当中发生了什么事情，他都不会要么就是去追求什么东西、渴求什么东西，要么就是因为失去了什么或者没有得到而感到悲哀。
And one who's actually achieved the state of Brahmabhuta, being so fully self-satisfied, is a very wealthy person.
而一个真正达到内心感到十分满足状态的人，他是
He's a very wealthy person.
Wealthy person, yeah. 他是一个最富有的人。
He's achieved the greatest wealth.
因为他已经得到了最大的一个财富。
Because what do we want from wealth?
因为我们其实要去赚钱呐，想要得到一些个金钱，到底是为了干嘛？我们实际上是不是为了想要快乐？
What do we want for power?
啊，我们为什么要想要得到权力力量
？We want to be happy.
也是为了想要得到进一步的快乐。
Imagine being able to be happy in any condition of life.
那么我们想象一下，在我们人生当中，无论遇到什么样的情况，我们都是快乐。
Some people spend millions and millions of dollars to be happy.
我们知道世上有一些个人，他们花成千上万的钱，就是为了能够让自己高兴。
But still they can't get it.
但是他们没办法得到那个快乐。
And they don't even know who to give it to. They don't even know who to give them millions of dollars to get it.
他们这个甚至不知道就是应该把自己的这个千百万的这个金钱到底给谁。
It's priceless.
那这个是无价的。
You cannot purchase it.
这个快乐是无价的，没有办法用钱去买。
I remember one time I was distributing one of my spiritual master's books to a person.
我记得有一次，我呢把我的这个灵性导师写的这个书，然后给一个人。
I approached him with the book and I said, I would like to have this book.
那么他就说，他走进那个人说，我希望你能够，我希望把这书给你。
And the first question they asked was, how much does it cost?
那当然了，那个人就问的第一个问题就是说，这书多少钱呢？
And I thought for a moment, I said, actually, I don't think you can give as much money as this book is worth.
那当时我心里就想说了，其实你没办法，就是用钱去计算这本书到底有多珍贵。
I'm sorry, I just didn't.
我然后就是我挺抱歉，我打扰你。
I'm sure you don't have enough.
他说我相信你没有足够的钱。
And I started to walk away.
然后他就走开了。
He said, wait a minute.
然后那个人马上就说，等等。
How much is the book?
这书到底多少钱啊？
I'm sorry, it's priceless. I can't even put a figure on it.
林老师就说了，我实在是很抱歉，我根本就没有办法去把这个价格真的就是去说出来想出来。
Well, how much do you take for it?
然后那个人就坚持问说，那到底是多少钱？然后就可以给了。
Why do you want it?
然后他就问说，那你真想要吗？
The person actually wanted the book because I told him it's priceless.
那个人是真的想要书了，因为他当时告诉他这个是无价的书。
There's no money he could possibly pay for what this book could give to him.
也就是说，实际上不管他花多少钱，实际上都不足以去买到这本书。
Deep down, he wanted something that was priceless because he knew it was going to be so good.
但是那一个人呢，实际上在他的内心深处，他知道这个书是对他是有价值的。为什么呢？因为他在他的生命当中，他是想要的。
Something that's priceless, something that's really has the potential to give us great happiness.
也就是说，他知道这个书是真的是无价之宝，是能够给他快乐的书。
Once you want to try to obtain the full potential of that one can receive from chanting this Hare Krishna.
就是一个人通过吟诵唱 Hare Krishna Mantra 的话，是可以得到这样的快乐。
But if I were to tell you what you could get from chanting, you probably wouldn't believe it.
但是呢，如果我告诉你，你吟诵唱这个 Mantra 能够得到什么，可能你不相信。
Therefore, I could just tell you some little basic things about chanting.
所以呢。我呢，只能告诉你们有关吟诵、吟唱这个 mantra 的一些个最基本的知识。
Because if I told you everything, you wouldn't be able to understand.
因为我现在跟你，如果把所有的东西都给你讲出来的话，你可能根本就理解不了。
And I wouldn't even be able to understand.
我连我自己到最后都已经理解不了。
Because there's so much more that every day I see.Can be obtained by chanting this Hare Krishna.
因为他真的是通过吟诵唱 Hare Krishna. 神话讲，你能够得到的是那么的多。我每一天都看到，哇，还有更多，还有更多这样的状态。
I can't say that I've been chanting Hare Krishna mantra every day, every single day for 43 years.
我现在可以告诉大家，我吟诵上这个 mantra 每一天连续不断的已经43年。
I've never missed a day.
我没有一天错过。
And I've been chanting for a minimum of 2 hours every day.
我每一天至少用2个小时去读诵这个 mantra.
For 43 years.
已经43年了，没有中断。
You can do the calculations. I don't know how many days it is.
哈，我当然没有做过这个仔细的计算，已经不知道多少天过去了。
But still. I cannot fully comprehend how much this Hare Krishna mantra is doing for me and continues to do.
即使是这样，都43年过去了，现在我还是觉得没有办法去估量这个 Hare Krishna mantra 它到底在我身上能够起多少作用，还有多少作用它能够起到。
So that's why I said it depends how long you're willing to try it.
这就是为什么我跟大家说啊，这个取决大家，就是到底你想试多长时间。
You might just try it here today and say, "Well, I still didn't get all my desires fulfilled. I think I'll try something else."
也许你们大家今天试了一下，然后就觉得，哎呦，我的愿望并没有实现，那我再试试别的好了。
You might try it for a week.
也许呢，大家可能试一个礼拜，一个星期。
That's a long time.But I'm telling you, doing it for 43 years.
但是我已经做了43年。
Minimum 2 hours a day.
每天至少2个小时。
Some days I've chanted for 16 hours.
有的时候我甚至一天16个小时。
And I'm still chanting.
但是我还在吟诵吟唱。
I can't give it up.
我没办法放弃，没办法停止。
Found something.
我真的是已经感受到什么了，我已经发现了什么了。
I can't give it up.
使得我现在放不下，停不下。
This is what I'd like to share with you.
这个就是我想要跟大家分享的。
But you have to have a little faith.
但是呢，大家真的是稍微要有一点点信心。
Everybody needs faith. Everybody needs faith.
每一个人实际上都需要这个信心。
You need faith to do anything you do.
无论你人生当中做什么事情。都是要需要一些信心的。
When you get on the bus downstairs and the bus says it's taking you to this destination, you have to have faith. That's what's going to take you.
当你就是在楼下等公车的时候，站在那个站台下，那个公车说能够把你载到哪去，你必须要有一些个信心，你才能在这等吧。
Why would you get on the bus if you didn't have faith it's going to take you to the destination?
如果你对于这辆车不能把你带到你自己要去的目的地的话，你为什么要上车呢？
If you have a toothache and you have to sit in the dentist's chair,
或者说当你有这个牙疼的时候，你坐在那个牙医的诊所里头。
Have faith, he knows what he's doing.
你必须要稍微的对这个牙医能对你做什么有点信心吧。
Usually they put all their diplomas on the wall to give you faith.
一般的情况下，到这诊所都可以看到放各种各样的他们那种证书，是不是？目的就是为了给大家一些信心呢。
So when you sit in the chair, you look at all the diplomas and say, well, at least this person probably knows what he's doing. He's got this degree, that degree.
所以说呢，当我们坐到那个牙医诊所的那个床上的时候，我们看着他那个墙上贴的这样的一个什么文凭，那样的一个许可证等等等等的，我们可能就会觉得他可能知道他做什么。
I mean, for all you know, he could be an auto mechanic. For all you know, he could just be an auto mechanic. How do you know he's a dentist?
因为要不然的话，可能他是任何一个机械师或什么的，你怎么能知道他是牙医不是？
Faith.
所以说，我们必须要有一些个信心。
Same thing with chanting Hare Krishna.
那同样，在我们吟诵唱 Hare Krishna mantra 的时候，我们也应该有信心。
There has to be some faith that it can actually give the desirable result.
也就是说，我们要相信。吟诵一唱这个 mantra 会给我们想要的、值得要的那个结果，要有那个信心。
I oftentimes give the example.
我经常会举一个例子。
Maybe some of you may have experienced.
啊，也许呢，可能你们大家以前也都体验过这个。
Any of you have gone ice skating?
就是滑冰了，是吧？
有
滑冰。
Yes, skating on the ice. Yes. Yeah. It's very popular to skate on the ice where I'm from, on the river.
那个我来的那个国家呀，我那个时候就是在河上，到时候冬天不结冰了吗？在上面滑冰，那个是很大家都很喜欢的运动。
Because in the winter it gets very very cold for a long time. The river is frozen solid.
啊，因为到了冬天的时候，那个是非常非常冷的，那么那个河面就结了很结实的一层冰。
So a lot of time the young people will go out and they'll just go skating along the river.
那就是那个很多很多的年轻人到那个时候就会出去到那个河上去滑冰去了。
So if you want to go skating and there's nobody on the river.
啊，那如果你想要就是去滑冰，然后但是呢，冰面上没有人。
Do you just run onto the ice and start skating?
你是马上就直接直奔着那个河面就去了，然后就去滑去了。
Pretty foolish to do that.
那如果要这么做的话，确实挺愚蠢的。
Because if you go through, you may not come up again.
啊，因为你一下就冲到河面上，就开始滑起来了，跑不动就掉下去，再也起不来了。
But you want to go skating.
但是呢，你特别想要滑冰啊。
So what do you do?
那怎么做呢
？First thing you do is you put one foot on.
首先要做的是先把一只脚踩到冰面上去。
And you test. You keep one foot on the bank and one foot on the ice.
你呢？一只脚留在岸上，一只脚先放到那冰面上，先这样做。
Just in case it doesn't.
先试一试啊，万一呢啊。
So if it starts to break under the foot on the ice, then you can immediately jump right back up.
啊，如果你那个脚在那个冰面上，然后就是特别薄，开始就不行了的时候，你应该马上就跳回来。
And if it still holds you, then you put more weight on.
啊。如果那个冰面好像没什么反应，您还在上面，那就把重量再往上加一些。
Of course, you could stand on the bank and just look at the river and wonder, will it hold me or will it not hold me?
当然了，你还有另外一种做法，就一直站在岸边，然后就思考说，这个冰面够不够结实，是能不能够撑住我呢？
But you might be there for a long time, and you might not come up with an answer.
但是也许你可以一直就站在岸边。最后也得不到很好回答。
But you want to go skating?
可是你还是想要滑冰啊。
So you have to test it.
所以必须要去尝试。
The more weight you put on, the more it holds you, the more confident you can put more weight on.
所以呢，你那一只脚随着你不断的把重量放到那只脚上，那个冰面还在让你撑着你，那你就会把更多的重量放进去，对不对？
Then when you have all your weight on it, it still holds you. Then you can put your skates on and go skating.
那最后，当你整个人都站上去了，那个冰还是支撑着你，也许你就开始可以把滑冰鞋给拴上了，给穿上了。
Jenny Hagrish is the same thing.
您送一场 Hagrish 的 match 是一样的事情。
We have to test it.
我们必须要去尝试。
You shouldn't just blindly accept it.
啊，我们不能够只是盲目的接受。
But we should test to see if it does it produce some kind of desirable result.
但是我们确实是应该去尝试，然后看它是不是真的产生了一些个值得要的结果。
I'm being told that it will change the quality of my life.
啊，我呢就是被告知说这个是可以改变我整个人生的。
I'm being told that I can become more happy, peaceful.
而且我被告知说，如果我这么做的话，我可以变得更加的平静，更加的快乐。
Being told to bestow all kinds of benedictions.
啊，我当时就被告知了，说我可以得到各种各样的好处。
You should be willing to test it.
所以我们应该愿意去尝试。
Well, I'm still testing.
我到现在还在尝试。
I've been testing for 43 years.
我已经尝试了43年了。
And the ice still hasn't fallen out of the river.
到现在为止，那个冰还在撑着我呢，并没有就是塌陷。
It's still holding me.
哎，它还撑着我。
And I don't think that I'll stop testing it.
而且呢， 这使得我不觉得说我应该现在停止。
Has there been people who've been testing it longer than I have?
那有很多人尝试的时间比我长多了。
And not only that, but I've had the opportunity to meet people who've actually shown by their own example that they're so fully self-satisfied in any condition of life.
不仅如此，而且我这一生，我有幸遇到很多正在这么做的人，人家变得是那么的心满意足，非常快乐。
I asked them, "How did you get like that?" They said, "By chanting Hare Krishna."
当我问他们说，哎，你们怎么变成这个样了？他们说，唱 Hare Krishna mantra。
There's some evidence there.
所以说，这里是有这个证据在这个地方。
It's not just blind.
那个不是一种盲目的接受。
There's some evidence to the value of chanting Hare Krishna.
啊，也就是说，确确实实是有实证证明吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra。
So to the degree that we have faith in chanting, to that degree we'll experience a greater result from chanting.
所以如果我们的信心能够强到那样一个程度的话，啊，那么当然我们就会通过这么做得到最大的利益。
If one wants to get wealth from chanting, they can get wealth.
啊，一个人如果想要说，好吧，那我试试通过吟诵吟唱，我想得到钱财。
But they may not get peace and happiness.
但是呢，也许他得到钱财了，但是他因为他们要的就是钱财，所以他可能得不到平静和快乐。
If one wants to get a beautiful husband or a beautiful wife, they may get that.
啊，一个人如果想要得到一个漂亮的妻子或者是英俊的老公的话，他也能得到。
But they may not get peace and happiness.
但是呢，他可能得不到平静和快乐。
Because peace and happiness is priceless.
因为平静和快乐是无价。
And if one wants it, one has to be willing to pay the price.
啊，所以如果一个人想要变得平静和快乐的话，你必须付出那个代价。
And the price is one's faith in chanting.
而这个代价是什么呢？就是对吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 的那个信心。
One has to be willing to chant.With desire and determination to achieve desired results.
人应该就是带着那种坚定的决心，然后坚定的相信我会得到这样的一个好处，然后带着这样的一个心去。
If one just wants a material benediction, then they get it.
啊，一个人如果只是想得到物质层面的好处，他们也能够得到。
It's quite possible to bestow all benedictions.
啊，这个是很有。
So we say, well, I want material benediction and I want peace and happiness together.
好，那有人可能说了，我既想要得到物质的利益，我也想要内心和平静快乐，我这两种都想要。
Keep everything, everything covered. I'll put a big list together of all material benedictions I want, and I'll put complete peace and happiness also included in the list.
嗯，那我呢？到底要什么呢？我要列出一个单子，所有物质层面的东西我想要，我都把它列出来。然后这边我再列个单子，就是平静和快乐，我也想要。
But the problem is everything. Anything that's material is temporary.
但是问题是什么呢？凡是物质性的东西都是非常短暂的。
And we're eternal. And we're eternal.
而我们自己是永恒的。
How long can our peace and happiness last?
那那个。
How long can our peace and happiness last?
Okay, 那么我们的平静和快乐到底能够持续多久呢？
If we only attach ourselves to temporary objects, gratification of the soul.
如果永恒的我们这些个个体，只是把我们自己去跟那些个。短暂的各种各样的事物把它粘在一起的话，我们能够有多长的快乐？
Bhakti Yoga teaches us how to satisfy the soul.
奉爱瑜伽教我们的是如何让我们那个真我得到满足。
Because unless the self is satisfied, we can't experience peace and happiness.
因为除非我们的真正的自我得到满足， 否则我们不可能感到平静和快乐。
Bhakti Yoga teaches us who is the self.
啊，那么奉爱瑜伽也教导我们那个真正的自我到底是谁。
Who am I?
啊，我是谁
？How can I be?
啊，我怎么能够真正的变得快乐
？It's a mystery.
这个是非常神奇的事情。
It makes complete mystery for those who have no conception whatsoever of the difference between matter and spirit.
啊，对于永远都没办法去了解什么是物质，什么是灵性的人来说，那么这个主题一直是保持在一种奥秘的状态下。
But if one wants to know the nature of spirit,
啊，但是如果我们想要了解灵魂它的本性
，one has to associate with spiritual, pure spiritual self-knowledge.
啊，一个人如果想了解自我的那个灵性的本性的话，他就必须要跟纯粹的灵性的声音震荡发生接触。
Then in the very, very beginning, you said that this Hare Krishna mantra is a pure spiritual song.
啊，我们在刚开始，一开始我们就说了，这个 Hare Krishna mantra 是绝对纯粹的灵性的声音震荡。
It has nothing to do with this world.
跟这个尘世、物质世界没什么关系。
Right now, I'm a little thirsty.
啊，现在呢，比方说，我是有点渴。
I have water here. I could drink.
啊，当然了，我有水，我就是可以喝。
But if I chanted, water, water, water.
但是如果我一直不断的在喊水水水
，I'm still thirsty.
我是不是还是渴啊
？It's because the name water and the substance water is very different.
因为什么呢？因为在这个物质世界里，这个水这个名字和水的实质是不一样的。
I don't experience water by chanting.
啊，我不会通过就是不断的发出水这个声音震荡，然后我就感受到了那个水的那种滋味。为什么？因为水这个声音震荡是物质的声音震荡。
It represents a material object.
它代表的是物质的对象。
Well, I can chant Krishna.
但是呢，我可以吟诵吟唱 Krishna。
One chants Krishna because it's spiritual song language.
啊，由于我们唱 Krishna， 而 Krishna 它是纯粹的灵性的声音震荡。
It means that Krishna is present in his being.
那意味着什么？也就是说 ，Krishna 本身就在这个名字里头已经有了。
Chants Krishna, one can experience his presence.
啊，人一旦发出 Krishna 这个声音震荡，你马上能够感受到它的存在。
That is the difference between material sound vibration and spiritual sound.
这个就是灵性的声音震荡和物质的声音震荡彼此之间的区别。
And this Hare Krishna mantra is directly imported from the spiritual world.
而 Hare Krishna mantra 是直接从灵性世界进到我们世界。
It has been brought to us by self-realized souls.
它是这个声音震荡是由完全的觉悟了自我的人物从灵性的区域带到我们现在这个物质的区域。
You have fully realized the full benefit that can be obtained by chanting Hare Krishna. Who have fully realized the full benefit?
那个带给我们这个 mantra 的人，他自己是完全认识到、体验到了 Hare Krishna mantra 能够给我们带来什么好处。
They have given it to us.
那他们就把这样的一个声音震荡给了我们。那我们呢，就把它也传递给你们。
So we invite you to chant.
所以我们邀请大家吟诵一场哈尔克什曼唱。
And experience for yourself.
然后你自己去体验。
To what degree you would like to continue to chant.
然后你自己想要体验到什么程度，你就去体验到什么程度。
For now, we'll chant for 20 minutes.
那现在呢，我们就再来唱20分钟，好吧
？It's not so much time we have.
啊，因为我们已经。没有剩多少时间了，所以我们就一起再来体验20分钟。谢谢大家。
Thank you. Thank you. 还有瑜伽经，这都是